We are learning Masech the Schul and Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots on top of Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. It's in the Mishnah, a new type of treifos that's exclusive to a oif. Naflal Ar is a new type of treifa that if it falls into a fire and you pull it out right away, it didn't really get burnt, but you're worried that the insides got burnt. How do you do? What do you do? You check if it got green, or it got red. We'll see. If it's something that was a red organ and turned green, it's a problem. If it's something that's a green organ and turned red, it'll be a problem also. Now the Rosh speaks out that this din of treifa of Naflal Ar is not negated by behemoth. Rosh Shimon Zion speaks out that by behemoths you don't have such a treifa because it's much stronger. He says, "Yesh mafarshim the treifa is the nechru me'el ain't a noyig ela ba'oif v'loy ba'behema l'fisha ara behema kasham umegin." The skin of behema is very strong and it protects. So he says, "There's no treifas over here." He said, "Why didn't say yes al kain before? It said yes al kain oif because it has the etzem." So he mafarshim the kasha ayin chum. He said, "Could that shayich over here? Therefore, it doesn't pass the yeser al kain." So, because say yes, I can. Korban also, no, it's just not possible. So it's the difference. Yes, I can. Not possible. Nechmeru, because protected. Naflar, Amar Rav Yechum, Shem Rav Yisrael Ben Yeshua, Shir Yerukusam, Kishir Nekusam. How much green does it have to make it into a treifa? A mashu, just like a hole is a mashu. Here also be a mashu, Kishir Nekusam, like the size of the hole. Malikusam mashu, Afrikos mashu, just even a mashu of a green already makes a problem in that organ. Now the liver, we know, even if the liver is removed, most of it, it's not a problem because it regenerates itself. So a mashu hole in a kaved is not a problem, right? What about a mashu green in the kaved? Shouldn't be a problem. But what about this kaved that's attached, part of the kaved is attached to the stomach? Now by the stomach, a little hole is a problem. So Rika Kaved Kenegame Mayim Mahu. What's the law of the Kaved, the liver got green, Kenegame Mayim? Omalei Trefa. It's a Trefa. Faithimar Loyal and Nitla, let it be like removed and it's not a Trefa. Like Loyal and Nitla, it says Nitla Kaved is kosher. Zak the Gemara Rava, Kivan Chai Rika Kaved Mayim, be a dua shenafla over Nechrum Trefa. It's a raya that something's gonna happen to the bird itself. To the Mnei Ma'ayim itself. Like the Rosh explains, V'stoma the Mils of Ma'ayri, Shreem Ma'ayim Heim Lefaneinu. The Rosh Hashem Mem Tes says, we see the Mnei Ma'ayim, but Ro'ayim Lo'shloya Riku, they're not green yet. U'ma'achas Shoto Michvas Eish Bekaved, since the Eish had an effect on the liver, Amrinon, Vadai Soif Mnei Ma'ayim Lahadim. The Mnei Ma'ayim also was going to get red, because the Mnei Ma'ayim start off green, it's going to get red. So therefore, this is a simen that this something happened here also. And therefore, it's going to hurt the Bnei Ma'ayim. There are probably even the Mashu, and therefore will be a treifa. That's how the Rosh explains it in Simen Mem Tes. Rav Shumuel Levi Havalei Hutar Negoilus. Shumuel Levi had his chicken, and there was a shayla on it, a treifa shayla. Sholei Kamei de Rav Lozo Akapa Brivi. It fell into a fire, and the shayla was about a treifa. He sent it to Rav Lozo Akapa Brivi. Omalei Yerukin Hava Achshrei. It's green, so it's kosher. Yerukim is a problem. So I don't know. Lo yomer yerukim psulim el v'korkabam v'leiv v'kaved. And here it was the intestines. The hold in our mission says yerukim is no good. It's only by the gizzard, the heart, the liver. Those start off red. If it turns green, it's a problem. Mashenekin, the dakin, starts off green. There, if it turns red, it's a problem. Therefore, here, he said yerukim av achshrei. Why? Because it starts off green, and it is green, therefore it's kosher. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Havalei Hu Tana Gerlis. He has chicken. Shalom Kamei Dara Vavol. Amalei Adum Ha'avav Treifa. He says it's red and it's treifa. Freiti Gemara Vanan Tanan Adum Ksherim. Says our Mishnah that red is good. Amalei, yeah. Here we're talking about the intestines. The Mishnah is talking about the lave. Adum Shariku Virakim Shadimu Treifa. Anything that switches a treifa. That we said in Mishnah Adum Ksherim that red is kosher. That's El Balev Bekukum Kaved, by the heart and the gizzard and the liver, that's where red is kosher. But by intestines or stomach, there red is not good. So basically, if it switches the color, that's the case of Nechmeru, and that's one of the cases of Naflar that will be a treifa. Om Rav Shmuel Ba'achi Omer Rebbe. Omer Rebbe Mani. Adum Sheriku. Let's say you have something that's supposed to be red and got green. For example, the lave, the heart. And the shulchan, you put it into a pot and you cooked it. The chos v'dima, we got back red. It's a raya that it just came from the ash. My time a kutra out of smoke. My time a kutra out of it. It just got smoky and ashy, and that's why it turned it turned green. But it really wasn't green. It really was red. They put it, cooked it up, and it was fine. Therefore, that would help and make it kosher. Amar Rav Nachma Yitzchak, the opposite is true as well. Avana Nemar Dumim, let's say it was a lathe, it went through the fire, comes out, still red. Shalai Riko didn't turn green, so it's kosher, right? But he put it into his pot, the Shalkam, the Riko got green, trefa. My time, it's cherpa, it's embarrassment, now was exposed, which means we now found out there's really a trefa. Just the smoke was covering the trefa. So it comes out, the truth is, if you see something that's red, maybe it's a trefa, really. Maybe you should cook it. I'm Rav Ashi. You shouldn't eat this behemoth that had a this oif that had a reis on it. Went through the fire. It looked that it was red. You should really cook it to see if it's really red. But the Gemara says no. You don't have to. You don't have to check it. Why? You don't have to max reis. If it's red now, it's fine. If you don't see that turn green, then you don't have to cook it to check it out. Even though it has a reis of going through the fire, but you don't have to go worry that what you're seeing is not real. You see it red, it's fine. Good? Yeah. Zog to Gemara Vait. It said in the Mishnah, Darsa v'tarfa b'kaisel. If someone trampled it or threw it against the wall, you wait 24 hours, it's good to go. Now remember before in the Gemara, we said by the Fula, you wait 24 hours, it's equal to standing up. But even after you stands up, you still have to do a bedika. Because good, it helps for risik avarim, but maybe something broke. So you need a bedika also. So Amar Rav Elazar ben Atikdav, Shem Rav Elazar ben Yanai, achazu shik a bedika. It needs a bedika. Even all these things need a bedika, of course. Even if you wait 24 hours, it needs a bedika to see if the shadr broke. So it still needs a bedika. So we're saying like this, that if it waited 24 hours, it's kosher, but it needs a bedika. So I just want to point something out. So now, when something gets thrown against the wall, and you wait 24 hours, what does the Mishnah call it? The Mishnah calls it kosher, right? Even though it needs a bedika, because it's kosher, because with a bedika, it's kosher. The problem is, earlier on the Mishnah it says that if a hiksa chulda ala roisha, makas is a trefa, right? What do you mean? Is it a trefa? You can do a bedika still, right? So it's a trefa for a bedika. Before we're saying, then we're saying, this is a shashas kasha, a pella. It's really the same halacha. They're both not a trefa until a bedika. But why in the ratio we call that a trefa until we know, which is true. Until we do a bedika, it's technically called a trefa. But in the safe, we call it a kshera even before a bedika. So this is a kasha of a shashash. It doesn't really answer the shtickle problem in the cheshbon ha-mishnah. But that's what comes out, that these both things that need bedika, both if it gets bitten on the head by a weasel, or if it gets thrown against the wall, it's still both of them need a bedika still. And even if you wait 24 hours, you still need a bedika, but a case is thrown against the wall. So those are the psulim of the oif. Now the Mishnah says, these are the ksheris by a bird. What are the ksheris by a bird? Nikva hagageris. If it gets a hole in the gageris, this is the kana, a hole in the vesha at the mash is a problem. Nikva hagageris is not a problem until it's the size of an iser, or it's the size of a connected roiv, like we learned by oif is different, because if it's smaller, you don't go with an iser. So nikva hagageris, oishinistika, or it got cracked across the length, is not a problem, not a trefa. So a hole, little hole, or cracked in its length is not a trefa. Hiksa chulda reisha, makom she'ena is a trefa. If the chulda hit on the head, place doesn't make a trefa. Not near the brain. It's not a problem. Nikav hazefek. What happens if the zefek, which is the crap, which is the stomach, gets a hole? Rebbe Eimer, afilu not, nikav hazefek is not a trefa. It's kosher. Nikav hazefek is not a trefa. The crap gets a hole, it's not a trefa. It's the stomach. His stomach. So Rebbe Eimer, I feel nitel, even if it was, you don't have a crap, it's kosher. Yotzu b'nei me'el, if the intestines came out of the body, v'lo nikvu out a hole, also it's kosher. Nishtabru gafel, if the wings broke, or nishtabru ragleo, if the feet broke, or nimritu k'nafel, or if the big feathers by the wings came out, all these things are kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, not la noitza psula. If the small feathers, it lost the small feathers, then it'll be possible. That's like similar to losing its skin. Lose the smallest feathers, then it's possible according to Rabbi Yehuda. So I'll think about it. Tell about it. Ma'isiv Rabbi Simei, Rabbi Tzadik, Shehochu la'ava shana b'lud. Rabbi Simei, Rabbi Tzadik, were going to be ma'ava to shana lud. V'shavsev ba'oinoi. They rested v'shavis in oinoi. And they paskin v'hoiru b'tarpachas k'rebi b'zepek. I'm not sure what that means. It means they paskin on a tarpachas, like Rebbe by a Zefek. Remember, Rebbe says by a Zefek that I feel nitil, it's kosher. So, Boyalu, what do you mean over here? Tarpachas is the uterus. Boyalu, hoyer b'tarpachas le'isura and k'rebi b'zefek la'atera. The question was, did they make two psakim? They paskin by tarpachas that it's aser. And they paskin like Rebbe by Zefek that it's kosher. So it's two different psakim. Like Rabbi holds by Zefek. But maybe Rabbi by Zefek itself, they don't hold it out. So teiku. We're not sure. So Beit HaShaila is, was it two psakim or one psak? What was it two psakim? He paskin lehet teira by the uterus and lehsura by the uterus and lehet teira by the zefek? Or he paskin one psak that missing the uterus is mutter, just like Rebbe says by zefek. I don't hold Rebbe by zefek, but just like he holds by zefek. That's Rashi's pshat. The sugya, I in the ran, in the back, doesn't like Rashi's pshat, because what is the tarfach has got to do with the zefek? I in job. Take Omer Rabbi Tira Meshuva Levi. We said a zepek, even if it has a hole, or if it's missing, it's not a problem. But Zokim Shuvah Levi, Gagoy Shal Zefek Nidun Keveshet. And a Veshet, even the smallest hole, is a problem. The roof of the Zefek is like a Veshet. What's the roof of the Zefek? The way it works is, the Veshet is the food pipe, the esophagus. It goes from the beginning of the neck until the back of the behemoth. And in between, and on the way, it passes by the stomach, the Zefek. Zefek comes out, hangs out of the Veshet. So if you go in the Zefek and go up towards now the throat of the animal, of the bird, so where it starts getting narrower, the Zefek gets narrower, starts turning to the Veshet, that's din of the Veshet. That's called the Gag of the Veshet. And there, even the smallest hole will be a problem. Gag shel Zefek, nidun keveshet, heicham rabbi b'abaye, kol shel nimtach imo. It's getting smaller. When the Zefek itself is getting smaller, like the size of the Veshet, and then going towards the neck, that area will have a din of a hole, b'mashu. Yotzu b'nei me'eh, if the dakin, the intestines came out of the body of the oif, and you put it back in, it's kosher. Omer Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, lo yishonu shlo hifach b'hem. You have to put it back in the same order, but the intestines can be 10 feet long. But if it's twisted the wrong way, then the halacha is that's a treifa. Hifach b'hem treifa. And it's mashma rashi even more that if you put it in the wrong way, even if you take it back out and put it back in the right way, it's already too late. Already, I already messed it up. The chesed says in the pasuk, "Who was chav yichay necha?" Says in the pasuk, "Who was chav yichay necha?" That Hashem made everything with different bases. Kan means a base. Everything has an order. This on top of this. If one of them gets twisted around, ain't yochel achis, can't live. And same thing by a bird. Tanya, a different drasha about who was chav yichay necha. Next drasha actually Rashi brings down a chumash in Parashat Hazinu. Tanya, hi Rabbi Eimer. Hey Rabbi Eimer, who asked Chavi Chayneka? Karcha the Kula Bay. The Kali Yisrael is the Karcha has everything there. Don't need anyone else's help. In Menu Kahanav, we have our own Kahanim. Menu Vi, we have our own Vi. Menu Sarav, we have our own rulers. In Menu Malchav, we have our own kings. Shenema Menu, like it says in the pasuk, Menu Pina Menu Yosed. Menu. Everything is built in the Kali Yisrael. All the Askanim are built in the Kali Yisrael. So tomorrow, a story with the intestines. Ahura Moya, the Chazal, who Gavra, the Nafal Meigul Ara. There was this Roman that saw a person, he fell off a roof, and he was in a dangerous situation. Paki kreise, his stomach opened up, and ofak ma'ine, and his intestines came out. It was dangerous. So what he did was, he did a magic trick. He brought the person's son, v'shachte kamei v'achiza seinayim. He shechted him down on top of Amar Aleph. Now, he shechted this boy in like a fake way. He made it like it looked like he was shechting him. And the father got so scared, ingid v'estach, he sighed and rolled over, and all of a sudden his testes went back in. Oil lamane. The testes went back into his stomach. V'chayte l'kreise. He sewed back up his stomach, and he saved the person's life. Now, why didn't he just push the testes back in? Rashi, the second line of Rashi on top, so you don't want to push it back in because he might turn it the wrong way. This way, it went back in naturally, and therefore, this person got saved, and he lived, and they sewed it back up, and he lived.